I'd like to call this meeting to order. This is November 6th, 2017, meeting of the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District Board of Education, and we are in the Borough Assembly Chambers in Soldotna, Alaska. If you will please stand, Kenai Central High School Chamber Choir will sing the national anthem. Mr. Castromo, will you please read the mission statement?
The mission of the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District is to empower all learners to positively shape their futures.
Roll call, Mrs. Tressler.
Mr. Mitzel?
Here.
Mr. Anderson?
Present.
Ms. Carey?
Here.
Mr. Castromore?
Present.
Ms. Hull?
Here.
Mr. Ilg?
Here.
Mr. Kelly?
Present.
Mr. Navarre?
Here.
Mr. Torianen?
Present.
Mrs. Vadla?
Present. You have the agenda before you, which includes a revision to item 10B, 2017-2018, new teacher contracts. Are there any other additions or deletions?
Move for the approval of the agenda and the consent agenda as amended.
We have to have a voice vote tonight because Marty's not here. Second. Yes, Lynn.
Voting is open. This is not showing. Is that what you said? It's not showing?
No.
Do you want to just do a roll call? Need to do it out loud and then we'll mark it. Okay. For voice vote, sorry. Mr. Advisory vote, Mr. Mitzel.
I vote yea.
Mr. Castamore?
Yes.
Mr. Kelly?
Yes.
Mr. Torianen?
Yes.
Mr. Anderson?
Yes.
Ms. Carey?
Yes.
Ms. Hull?
Yes.
Mr. Ilg?
Yes.
Mr. Navarre?
Yes.
Mrs. Vadla?
Yes. What's the votes?
Seems to be slow. There we are.
The results are 9 yeas. You have before you the minutes from the October 16th meeting. Are there any additions or corrections?
Move for the approval of the minutes.
Second.
Request unanimous consent. I think if you ask Marty, it's okay.
Your board policy requires a voice vote when someone's calling in.
We need a voice vote when somebody's calling in.
And I didn't hear who your second is. Mr. Kelly, thank you. Kind of awkward.
Mrs. Tressler, please open the voting.
Voting's open. Everyone's voted. Do you want me to close the voting, Mrs. Hama?
Yes, please close the voting. Mm-hmm. The votes are 9 yeas. Passes. No awards or presentations tonight. There are two school reports. The first school report is Skyview Middle School, Mr. Sarge Truesdale.
Thank you for having me here tonight. I want to make a few introductions real quick. I got some of our staff over here. You can see them in their purple gear. We also have some student council members. One such member is Quentin Cox. Quentin, give a wave. Quentin's kind of the star of our show tonight, and I'll give you a little explanation of what that is. I also want to point out Ms. Eggleston over here, who put the presentation together and spent quite a bit of time doing that. So, first of all, I'm Sarge Truesdale. I'm the principal of Skyview Middle School. And in the 7 years that I've been the principal there, we've had quite a few opportunities to present to the board. And when we get that opportunity, what I try to do is highlight something for the school board to see that makes Skyview unique or makes us different or is a part of our culture. And I want to bring you inside our building for a stretch of time. And this year it seemed like a good idea to do for the board because last spring when Education Elements presented, I sent email to Ms. Vodla and other school board members saying I supported the personalized learning mission that we were on. And we are a Wave 1 school, and we spent a lot of time in turnkey trainings and so forth with our staff. I wanted to bring some of that to you today to see how that vision's going, because I think it's going great at Skyview. And Quentin was chosen because not only is he a great young man, but he's got a great schedule. He's got a geometry course that's a flipped course for high school credit. He's got a ceramics course and several of our exploratory options, music, band. And so I just wanted to kind of bring you guys inside that. So what you're going to see is him with the GoPro, and he's going to go through a full student day, time-lapsed for you to see as he goes into each of his classes. And some of the things you're going to see is not only put a Fitbit on him, I mean, for the amount of miles he does in a day around our school, but it'll also show you into what some of the personalized learning classrooms look like. Some of the flex models, some of the rotations, and things like that the teachers have going on based on our work with Education Elements. So here you go.
Thank you.
All right, so I appreciate it. Thanks for paying attention to that. Special thanks to Quentin for going through that and Ms. Eggleston for putting it together. I also always like to take this opportunity to invite the board, any member of the board, to come up to Skyview any time and do a walkthrough. I invited Lynn two years ago when I presented, and she showed up. And so if you ever want to do that, I would be happy to walk you through classrooms, show you how things are going with our new personalized learning mission. Thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Truesdale. Thank you, and thank you, Quentin. Are there any board members that have any questions? Mr.
They allow you to run in the halls like that? That was fantastic. Thank you for sharing it.
Thank you. Our next presentation is Mr. Alan Fields, Kenai Central High School.
Good evening. I'm Mr. Fields, principal at Kenai Central High School. I'd like to start this evening's presentation by introducing the Kenai Central High School Chamber Choir to sing Tides of Ocean, directed by Mr. Simon Nissen.
Across the gleaming stars reflects the joy upon my face. And now behold our course rising from the dark of space. Across the gleaming stars reflects the joy upon my face. My body thrills with life, my spirit wildly bounds, my soul absorbs the triumph of all these joyous sounds. The rhythm must be, the rhythm must be, the rhythm must be. My body fills with light, my spirit wildly bounds, my soul absorbs the triumph of all these joyous sounds, these joyous sounds.
Kenai Central High School's vision statement is, we are a school, a learning community where we expect success and nothing less. I would tell you our student demographics and the longevity of our teaching staff have changed over the past years, yet Kenai Central High School continues to perform at a high level and to attract students from outside of our attendance area. We partner each year with our local industry and community to place all of our 11th grade students into a job shadow program where they go out into the world of work and experience a career of their choice, a field that they're interested in. This year we'll place 120 students into a field of interest. This program is one of a kind in the state and speaks to the tremendous support that our school and students receive from our community. This year we've made some significant changes to our school schedule and the opportunities for students. We switched from a 6-period day to a 7-period day, and this allows students to earn an additional semester credit each year and will result in many more opportunities for students, including additional college-level courses. We also added a focus on learning period to our schedule. This period allows for greater student voice and choice in their learning, in addition to the opportunity for remediation and intervention for those students who need it. I want to highlight a few of our recent awards. Last year, in addition to other awards not mentioned here at our school, we had a BP Teacher of Excellence, Ms. Meredith McCullough. We had a student, Drake Thomas, win the school, district, and state Trig Star math competition and qualify for the national competition. Drake scored the highest score ever scored for Alaska on the exam and qualified for the USA Mathematics Olympiad. We also had a BP Principal Scholarship winner last year, Emily Kozakowski. As you saw, our choir program, music and art programs are the cornerstone of our school. We start each day with music. We're consistently recognized as the best in the state, specifically our choir program. Over 40% of our students take choir on a daily basis. We have more all-state students in our choir program than any other school in the state. Our band program has 26 students selected to the District Honor Band. We have 8 students selected to the Alaska All-State Band and 8 students selected to the All-Northwest Band. Additionally, last year, our art students took 3 first-place awards, 3 second-place awards, and the Best in Show Award at the District Art Show. Last year, Kenai Central created our first-ever Lip Dub. This project was led by our student leadership class and built a tremendous amount of school spirit and allowed all students to show their cardinal pride. Let's see if I can get that to play for you. you can see there, everybody learned the school song last year, demonstrated a lot of spirit. We had a great year, and we're having another great year this year. Like Sarge, I want to invite you to come to Kenai Central High School, visit with me about anything that I talked about tonight or anything that I didn't cover that we have numerous other programs I'm sure you'd be interested in hearing about. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Fields. Are there any questions? Tim, Mr. Navarre?
Thank you. Is the custodian still working for you?
The amazing thing is the entire student body did the cleanup, and it was done in 5 minutes because we had some basketball matches starting right after that. So we quickly cleaned up and got it done.
No, thank you, I'm sure. So I just too, I know I mentioned it to you the other day, but I wanted to thank you personally for being involved in your community too in a number. I know the community helps the high school, but it's good to see the principal out and around in a number of the locations out there and supporting the community. So thank you for what you do in that setting also and showing your leadership that way.
Thank you.
Are there any other questions? Thank you very much, Mr. Fields. So the next item on the agenda is public presentations and comments. This is an opportunity for anybody from the public that would like to comment on any item that is not on the agenda. Each person will have 3 minutes for an aggregate of 30 minutes. If you would like to comment, please come up to the microphone and state your name when the microphone gets there. Is there anybody who would like to comment? Seeing none, we have no hearing of delegations this evening. Number six, communications and petitions, Mr. Dusick.
Thank you, Madam President, members of the board. In your information packet, just wanted to point out the single-day enrollment report. The reason why I wanted to do that is, as we discussed in work session today, and we will continue to discuss, that even though our enrollment is down overall, right around 67 students via the 20-day count period, we have seen an increase in intensive needs students overall. So as Mr. Jones explained, some of the ramifications of that in terms of funding and also in specific to a couple of schools that didn't make it to 101 students. Again, that's a very complex formula, but I did want to point that out, that even though we provide these single snapshots and they look, wow, what's going on? We do have to take a closer look at individual schools and also demographics as well. And we will go into a lot more detail in December as we bring forward the FY18 budget revision. Also in the information packet is a memo from Mr. O'Brien in regards to some of the questions that had come up with transportation, the after-school transportation situation that SOHI had talked about with extended school day. So I just wanted to bring that up. A few important dates for you. As you know, this weekend is the School Boards Association Conference in Anchorage. I know several of you will be attending. In November 22nd is an early release day, and then, of course, Thanksgiving break is right after that. Next board meeting will be December 4th with a quarterly work session on the 5th. And that afternoon, we are going to have a joint assembly work session as we begin the FY19 budget process. We're going to include the assembly a lot earlier than we have in the past. And that is what I have for you.
Thank you. Are there any questions for Mr. Dusick? Ms. Hull?
Do you know the time on the Assembly Joint Work Session?
We don't have a time, exact time quite yet. We'll be working with our new Assembly President, Mr. Ogle, and also Clerk Blankenship on that, but it'll probably be in the early afternoon. Our quarterly work session will be that morning, starting at about 9 a.m. at Soldotna Prep.
Any other questions? No? Representatives selected from the following: advisory committee, site councils, and or authorized student support organizations, KPAA, KPEA, KPESA, or the Borough Assembly.
Good evening. I'm David Brighton. Excuse me. President of KPEA. Just a couple of things. I mentioned last month, I believe, our association is working on what we're calling a listening tour. We went to Seward. We held one in Central Peninsula, and tomorrow we'll be starting one in Homer. So we'll be down in your guys' neck of the woods for a couple of days. And the goal is to get out and talk to as many members as we can and just to take a pulse of how things are going. I'm happy to report that, by and large, teachers are busy, but satisfied. They feel like they're getting the support they need, and things are good. We're off to a good year. Students are learning. People are engaged. So that's always happy. I do want to congratulate Samantha Puja. She's our music teacher in Readout Elementary School. She was nominated to attend the NEA Leadership Summit, National Leadership Summit. In the state of Alaska, we send 4 people a year to this, and she was chosen to represent the peninsula to go to this. Pretty exciting thing. She'll go and learn some professional development things as well as association things and come back, and it'll be a good experience. I think she's really excited about that. So thank you for the work you guys do. And I'll say goodnight.
Are there any questions for Mr. Brighton? Thank you. Are there any other people in the audience who would like to? Nope. Okay. So, superintendent's report, please.
Thank you, Madam President, members of the board. I have a few items for you, so please bear with me. I'll try to keep it as quick as I can. First off, congratulations to our new mayor, Mr. Pierce. We've already met. Today he was sworn in, working to set up a regular schedule to meet with him as we proceed through the year. Wanted to also congratulate all the participants that we had at State Swimming. We had students from Sohi, Homer, Kenai, and Seward that participated. It was a good showing. Also, congratulations to Nikiski. They'll be at the State 3A Volleyball Championships this weekend. Hopefully they will bring it home this year. And then also Soldotna High School has qualified for the State 4A Volleyball Tournament this weekend. So if you're up at AASB and you get a chance to attend some of those evening matches, I'm sure they would love to see you. Staff member, I wanted to congratulate Ms. Audra Ferris from Nikiski North Star, from the School and Band Orchestra magazine. She was named one of the 50 directors around the country who make a difference. National recognition. Very proud of her efforts. Wonderful teacher, and hopefully you'll get a chance to see her in action out in Nikiski North Star. My report on the legislature is they're in session, and they're still in session. And so the focus is on the crime bill right now. Doubt that there will be much work on any future revenues. District update over the last month. You know that the KPBSD College Fair happened with almost 500 students involved in that. That was at Soldotna High School in October. I mentioned to you Upstream Academy. We had over 30 students, middle school students, participate in that. A lot of teachers from Skyview were chaperones on that. Thank you to the staff members there. I was actually there to be able to see the drone competition. And the coding that went into that. It's a great Academy. Our personalized learning Wave 1 schools will be meeting this week as a part of their continued efforts in personalized learning. On Tuesday, the high school and middle schools will be meeting at Soldotna Prep, and then Wednesday, the elementary schools. So if you're available for that, let me know, and I will get you the times. Also, a Kipsaw meeting will be happening on the 9th at 10 a.m. here at the district office. And then the next administrator meeting is on the 15th. That'll be out at Skyview High School. Some of the things that I've done over the last month is the Honor Choir, Borough Honor Choir, was held at Homer High School. It was a great event. Really proud of our students and our staff, very talented staff. Part of the show includes staff members performing. I attended the Principals Conference awards lunch to support Shane Bostick, the Assistant Principal of the Year for Region 3. He does a great job at Nikiski High School, and congratulations to him. I participated in the Connect Ed grant update meeting, and why that's important is that Nanwalek has put together an iBook. It's almost complete. I know they're working on just some of the edits. I know Principal Klein will be working on that this Sunday, but the preview that I did see, it's phenomenal and really brings together cultural activities and a wide array of activities that they've done with their one-to-one project with iPads. Very, very impressed, and I can't wait to have them share that with you, hopefully at our next board meeting. I did participate on the Bird's Eye View after Mr. O'Brien paved the way the week before on KSRM. I was on there with Director Vlasak. We were talking about results around the district, and I would imagine I'll probably be on that show a couple more times just to talk about district happenings. I did present an update to the Seward Chamber, and it was actually a lot of people there in attendance. It was great. Good questions, and it turned out really well. Halloween, big event here in our school district. Lots of parades. We had a lot of kids show up here, too, at district office. I indulged in too much candy. And I did attend the assembly meeting that evening. I will be attending the School Boards Association conference with all of you that are attending, too. And after that conference, right after that, I found myself to be on the ASAA reclassification committee. So we will be examining basketball and volleyball, and apparently we're also going to take a look at football. So that should be very interesting, and I will try to stay out of the controversy as much as possible, but I don't know if it's possible with that particular committee. On November 14th, we will be doing a Facebook Live. Did not realize that would be a headline, but apparently it is. And we will also be doing lots of other meetings coming up. You'll notice a little bit of a trend from the district. We're moving more toward video, trying to be as interactive as possible. On the 17th will be the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District Native Leaders Meeting, an update to what we started last year, and hopefully we'll continue to make progress in partnering with our Native communities. And I will be out of the office November 20th to the 25th, going to visit family outside for the Thanksgiving break, and Mr. O'Brien will be the acting superintendent at the time. And that is what I have for you.
Thank you. Are there any questions for Mr. Dusick? Seeing none, we're down to board reports, where boards can comment on when they're officially representing the school board. Mr. Ilg?
Thank you. I just want to report that I attended the budget presentation on October 17th at the Homer Middle School. I felt that it was very well attended. We were fortunate to have our representative, Paul Seaton, there, who has always been a strong advocate, continues to be a strong advocate for education. And I also had the opportunity to watch some of the volleyball regions in Homer. And, again, that's another great event where a lot of people in the peninsula were down there enjoying the weather in Homer. And that's all I have.
Thank you. Ms. Hull?
Madam Madam President.
One moment, please.
I also, not in Homer, the budget meeting, I attended the one at Seward High.
Thank you. Mr. Anderson?
Thank you, Madam President. I just wanted to add, I also attended the budget meeting or presentation at Sterling Elementary, and it went off quite well. There were no logistical problems, and appreciate the time that Superintendent Dusick and the staff invested in making that presentation.
Thank you. Mr. Turianen?
I also attended the budget meetings at Nikiski High School, Middle High School, and it went well. Had some good discussion following and appreciate the opportunity. And I was also at the region tournament watching my daughters play for Nikiski, and very happy to be representing the district at state this year.
Thank you. Is there anybody else? On October 4th, I attended the final ed challenge at the governor's request, and I was on the student learning committee, and it was really nice to see all of that come together and to listen to all the presentations from all the people who were involved in each one of those committees. And I look forward to seeing the next stages of what will come out of that whole committee, because it was really interesting. So thank you. We're down to committee reports. Mr. Castromore, board policy, please.
Today, board policy met and discussed AR 1330, which is the room use policy we've been working on for 2 years now. Most of the discussion today focused on auditoriums and the fees therein. We will continue to discuss this at our next meeting.
Thank you. Mr. DeVar, information.
Thank you. Madam President, the Information Committee met at 11:30 today. Our main topic on the agenda was preparing the school board members and getting input from the superintendent on our state association meeting this week, so which a number of us will be attending. And also thanks to Peggy Irvinoff for her continued having this paperwork or pamphlets out that we can really reflect on what our school district is doing and share that with other districts. And as you know, we discussed also the large district meeting that will happen on at 6 p.m. on Thursday night and preparing us for that meeting also. We're considered a large district. We're the smallest of the five, but or at least I think that's how it works. But anyway, that concludes my report. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Kelly, Finance.
Finance Committee met today and discussed the budget development process and then reviewed utilities and energy object codes of the budget.
Thank you. And I am reporting on the governance handbook. We'll be meeting tomorrow from 9 to 11 with Mr. Dusick, and hopefully we will have more for you at our December meeting. We're building the categories now and incorporating some of the information, and we should have that some of that information for you in December. Okay. And the board work session. Earlier today, we had board policy review, fiscal year 18-19 budget updates, the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District senior and alumni survey results and report, and that was really interesting. Building component and replacement standards with Mr. May. He presented that information to us, and an update on the AASB annual conference preparation. So that was all pretty. And all members who are currently here at this meeting tonight, with the exception of Mr. Anderson, were at those work session meetings. So thank you all for being there. So that takes us down to item 10, the consent agenda. And I would like the information that's on the consent agenda. We have items 10B, the 2017-18 new teacher contracts, 10C, 2017-18 long-term substitute teacher contracts, 10D resignations, 10E, leave of absence, request support. Are there any members of the public that wish to comment on any of these consent agenda items? Seeing none, I call for a motion. Mr. Turianen?
Move to approve the consent agenda as presented.
Do I have a second?
Second.
We have a first, Mr. Turianen, and second, Ms. Hole. Are there any members on the board that would like to comment on any of these items? Actually, I would. I just want to comment on resignation. We have two people resigning at the end of the year. Mr. Minogue, Troy Minogue from Sohi, and Sharon Hopkins from Tustamina School. And I worked with Sharon, and she's an amazing elementary teacher, first grade, and she has put in so much work with our students and trained them so well that it's amazing. And I am happy for her and sad to lose her participation in the school district. And I never worked with Mr. Minogue except we see each other at the college, or we did. But he also has trained many of our young students, one right here, and so many others, my son, and probably some of your students as well. So they will be sorely missed. Thank you. So, would you please call for the vote?
Voting is open.
Oh, I had a point of personal privilege.
Yes.
My computer has died, so I'm going to need to. I know. It's going to take too long to boot it back up. I think this power source is wrong, so I've plugged it into the next one, and it's working again.
You can vote out loud.
That's what I was going to ask. I vote yes.
Everyone's voted.
Does anyone wish to change his or her vote? Seeing none. Okay, the votes are 9 yea and 0 nay. The motion has carried. Action items 11. We have 11A, the board committee assignments as revised. Are there any members of the public that wish to comment on this item? If none, I'd like to call for a motion.
Move for the approval of action item 11A.
Second.
Dan? Mr. Castamore?
Oh, I want to, I move to make an amendment to add Tim Navarre to the recognition committee.
Second.
Thank you. Are there any objections? Lynn? Okay. Did you have a question?
I was going to make an amendment after this one passed.
Okay. Can you open the voting?
Voting is open, and we need Mr. Mitzel's advisory vote.
That advisory vote comes before or after? Oh, I'm sorry. I need an advisory vote for Ms. Mitzel.
I'd like to vote yes.
Thank you.
And I'm voting yes. I have to vote verbally again.
Everyone's voted. Do you want the voting closed?
Yes, please close the voting. The votes are in, and 9 yea, so the motion passes. Item 12, first reading of policy revisions.
Penny, I have an amendment to make.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. I wanted to remove myself from the recognition committee, so I moved to remove myself from the recognition committee, and I'll tell you why after, if I get a second.
Second.
Okay, discussion?
I believe that's a district-level committee, not our board committee, and I believe we only have two seats on it. So I just wanted to remove myself so we retain two. I could be wrong on that, but I'm pretty sure we only have two.
Peggy, can you give us a clarification on that? Oh. Because Lynn?
It would be okay to have three.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
So
I withdraw my motion.
Thank you.
If the second concurs. If the second concurs.
I concur.
The main motion? The main motion as amended. Do we vote on it or it stands? We vote. Okay, the voting is open. Thank you. I'm sorry. I'm getting ahead of myself.
Voting's open. And we need Mr. Mitchell's advisory vote.
Mr. Mitchell, your advisory vote?
Yes.
God, I keep forgetting you. I'm sorry.
Everyone's voted. Shall I close it?
Yes, please. The motion passes. We're down to the first reading, item 12A, the first reading of policy revisions. 11A, board policy 0100. This is the first reading of this policy. Are there any members of the public that wish to comment on this item? Seeing none. This policy will be on the December agenda for the second reading and action. Am I? Yeah. Oh, okay. Thank you.
So, just to comment on this, in the previous policy, we basically called out each and every point of our strategic plan in policy, which means every time we update our strategic plan, we were also required to update our Board Policy 100 philosophy. So through this revision, we are simply changing policy to say, look at the strategic plan for our strategic goals.
So that's it? Okay, thank you. So this will be our second reading in December, so we don't need to do anything with it tonight. Okay. So we're on to 11B, Board Policy, BB9130, Board Committees. This is a first reading of this policy revision. Are there any members of the public who wish to comment on this item? Seeing none, are there any board members that wish to comment on this item? Mr. Castamore?
So just as an explanation on this revision, the current board policy is in conflict with our current practices. We have currently committees that have more than three members. When we discovered that, we made this revision. So that's really all we're changing here is creating a policy that says we're allowed to have four members on a committee. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any more discussion? This policy will be on the December agenda for a second reading and action. So we're down to public presentations and comments. This is an opportunity for anybody who's in the audience who would like to comment on any item, including those on the agenda. Each person will have 3 minutes for an aggregate of 30 minutes. Is there anybody who would like to make any comments? Thank you. Please state your name.
My name is Jennifer Showalter Yeoman, and I'm here as I have several different hats that I could put on, but I'll start with I'm a student of the Soldotna School District, as well as the Kenai. My children are in the Kenai area now. I'm happy that they've had the same opportunity. I'm also a Kenaitse Indian tribal member, as well as a Kenaitse tribal member, and that's the hat that I came here with today. The mission of the Kenaitse Indian tribe is to have the Katnutana Denaina thrive forever, and how that applies to the school district and the education board here is how can we help our Native students continue to thrive and increase graduation. And I don't necessarily have the right answer, but I'd like to see that continuing to move forward because I think right now I have 5 children in the school district, and I want to continue to see that move forward and have all of our children do better together. So, thank you.
Thank you. Are there any questions for Mrs. Showalter? Seeing none, thank you very much. So, were you down? Is there anybody else? Thank you.
Sorry, I'm Margaret Gilman, and I'm the principal at Nikiski North Star, and I wanted to welcome our new school board members to the school board, but I also wanted to invite any school board members or district office people. Our school is having a Veterans Day assembly this Thursday at 2:15, so if you find yourself in Nikiski, come on by, and we'd love to have you celebrate. I know Mr. Torianen's going to try to make it. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Is there anybody else who'd like to speak?
Can they talk to Ms. Gilman?
Oh, yes. Excuse me, Ms. Gilman. Come back up here. Please. No, I can tell.
Yes, Mr. Navarre?
I did not check my schedule properly, and we will be at ASB, so I will not be there. I'm sorry. But thank you for the invite. I was really looking forward to it, and I know if you haven't contacted our fire chief yet, he may want to be involved if you haven't talked to him, because he really wants Veterans Day to be a national or a school holiday. And it was a great time meeting with you this last week. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Dusick?
Don't worry, Mr. Toyan. Mr. O'Brien will be there for you.
Excellent.
Thanks for having my back.
If you guys have 20 seconds, I do have a really funny story for you from kindergarten in real life today, because I know as school board members, you hear about numbers and budget and all of those things. Real life. Kindergartner comes out of the classroom this morning. He's strutting to the water fountain, which if you've ever seen kindergarten, go to the water fountain is a big deal. One of my staff members says, Johnny, I think you've got your shoes on the wrong feet. And he looks right at her and goes, they're not on the wrong feet. They're on my feet. We like to, have pride in our children. Have a great evening.
Madam President?
Yes,
I would just like to say hello to Ms. Gilman, one of my favorite ex-school board members.
Nice to see you. She said it's nice to see you, Marty.
And Ms.
Thank you.
President Bottle, I just want to say, too, that I know Ms. Gilman has an in with Santa Claus, and Santa Claus is going to be at her school again this year. So she has a lot of connections, I'll tell you, since leaving the school board.
Is there anybody else? If not, we're down to board comments. Mr. Turianen?
I did want to say I did have the opportunity to meet with Mrs. Gilman during parent-teacher conferences, and I spent some time at Nikiski High School during parent-teacher conferences, which was well attended, and I should have probably said that earlier on my official board representations, but it was good to be a part of that, and it was a great opportunity to watch our girls. We didn't quite do what we wanted to do at the region tournament. Looking forward to the opportunity to take care of business at state, go Nikiski, and that's all I got.
Thank you very much. Ms. Hall?
Believe it or not, I really have nothing to say tonight. I was so frazzled that my computer kept dying.
Thank you. Mr. Navarre?
I just want to give a shout-out to, it was a great event, but the Boys and Girls Club had their big auction here this weekend, and they do a lot to make a difference in all our kids' lives and make it easier for us at the school, too, and that continuing. It has involvement in Seward, Homer, and the Central Peninsula, and the whole works, so it covers the whole district. And so I just want to say thank you to them for the job well done and for the community supporting them the way they have. Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Carey?
Thank you. First, I'd like to thank both the principals that showed up, Sergeant Truesdell and Alan Fields. It's very nice to see what your schools are accomplishing. And second, I'd like to offer my condolences to Kevin Zimmerman's family. He was custodian at Nanilchik for a lot of years. His children actually went through the school there, and he passed this last week. So I'd like to offer the family my condolences. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Ill?
Thank you. I, too, participated in my daughter's parent-teachers conference, and it's so exciting to see what's going on in third grade. So many good things happening in her classroom, and I'm sure in all other third grades in our district. My last two other two comments is this Friday is Veterans Day. My father is a Vietnam veteran, Bronze Star winner, and I really need to acknowledge him often, thank him for his service and everyone else's service in the military. And lastly, I would like to wish everyone here a happy Thanksgiving.
Mr. Castromore?
Earlier I didn't mention, but I did attend a Kaleidoscope APC meeting, and I also attended the budget meeting there, so if Debbie's keeping track of where we're going. Also, in the packet this week, I saw a resignation of a staff member by the name of John Gifford, who may or may not be that familiar to most of you, but I can assure you, if you've ever been to a Kenai High School home game, you have seen John Gifford. This gentleman has been with the school district since, you know, sometime in the early 80s, if not before, and he has been a fixture at that school at every single sporting event the entire time, and I imagine he will continue to be at every sporting event until the day he dies. So he has done he's done a great job at that building, and he's been a huge influence on all the students that have ever attended that building. So it's sorry to see him go, but thank you for all his service.
Thank you, Mr. Kelly.
Well, I wanted to say thanks tonight to the wonderful vocal talent that we got to see and hear. Also, Skyview and Kenai Central really appreciated the student creativity with the videos tonight. And then finally, Penny, I think you're doing a great job. You're going to ease into this really nicely. And I just want you to continue.
Thank you. Mr. Mitchell?
I really liked seeing the creativity coming from Kenai Central High School and Skyview Middle School. It has opened my eyes to some ideas that I can apply to Sohi, and I look forward to trying to better Sohi.
Thank you very much. And thank you to all of you for putting up with me for my first meeting tonight. It was a challenge. And I've done them before for Joe, but it's different now. So thank you very much for being here and attending. And thank you, Mr. Fields and Mr. Truesdale. I really love those presentations. Whenever they're kid-centered, you know how I feel. I really do appreciate that. I also worked with Kevin Zimmerman, and I taught all of his kids. And so that is near and dear to my heart. And I spent many years at Nanilchik, I just want to do a shout-out to them, too, so hopefully I'll get down there and hook up with Sarah. So, and I need to tell my husband happy birthday. It's his big birthday this year. I think he's 25 or something. I'm not sure. So thank you for coming. And for our new president of the Borough Assembly, Mr. Vogel, thank you for coming as well. We appreciate your constant dedication to education, so thank you. And this meeting is adjourned.